Welcome to the Financial Health and Wealth Show, heard right here on My Talk every Sunday at 10 a.m. and available to podcast and listen to anytime at mytalk1071.com. Keyword wealth. Here to get you on the right path to your financial goals are the mother and daughter team from ClearStep Financial, Carla and Cassandra, with host Miss Shannon.
Hello, everyone. Thank you for joining us for the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I am Miss Shannon, always happy to be joined by our friends over at ClearStep Financial. Today, Miss Cassandra Brazier is with us. Cassandra, I think about you repeatedly throughout the week. Whenever I see one of these stories, I'm like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad that I have a friend like Cassandra. So that you know what's funny is that we've been hanging out long enough that I have noticed a trend, because I've mentioned before that I deal with some anxiety. But I have noticed a trend of when I see things that before I know would have pinged a mini burst of panic. And not like, and I'm using that word because it's not enough to make me think I need to cash out my 401k or my IRA or anything like, but it's enough that when you see certain headlines, and we were talking about this last week with your mom, those clickbait headlines, I do notice that I am less emotionally turmoiled by clickbait. When before, even though you knew that it might not be true or I don't need to panic, you'd feel that mini
A burst of anxiety.
Exactly.
And it's that adrenaline rush, that like that fight or flight, right?
Exactly.
After you go
exactly
into that mode for a half a second.
Which is exactly what they want you to do.
Right.
So that you click on it and then you read all these things and then they can get more revenue from their advertisers. All that stuff makes sense.
Right.
And I know how it works. But I do notice more often that when I see them now, I'm like, you know what that is. Don't even bother. You know, kind of thing. Like,
it's more of an eye roll.
Exactly. Instead of a, does this apply to me? Am I doing something wrong? Is there going to be an issue? It's more of a, no, I'm fine. And I think that's a lot of people who work with you and the folks over ClearStep, because you do educate, you know, if you're interested in learning about how these things work, and which I think some people are. I'm one of those people. I like knowing things. I like researching things. I like, sometimes to my own detriment. But I do like, I do like gaining information and resources. Yeah. And I know some people would rather go, just tell me what to do and I'll do it. But if you're like me, I was like, no, teach me how to do it. Teach me what all these things are. So I'm less likely to get myself into a situation where I'm like, oh, I don't understand and I'm not familiar with this, or I wasn't expecting this and so I didn't see it coming and now I feel worse.
Right.
So I think that I have noticed a change, you know, in even like the way that I fuel a lot of these things, because there's a variety of things that are going on right now in our financial, you know, universe that are understandably anxiety driven.
Right. It provokes anxiety. It can. And that's in the greater world, right? In our community, in our own personal lives, there can be there's a lot of things going on right now.
And exactly.
And we know that because we see that. We talk to people every day about what's concerning them. What are they, you know, stressed, worried, what all those different things. And those kinds of feelings, they don't benefit us necessarily, right? But they're very real feelings.
Right.
And they're feelings that they can have, they can be valid too as well, right? They're very valid feelings. And so I think, like you said, it can be very helpful to sit down and put it all out on the table and say, and get some help identifying, these are the things to focus on.
Exactly.
These are the things that we don't need to be concerned about right now, or focus on this first.
Right.
And this is okay. And this you could update and just get some guidance on where do you direct your focus?
Yes. And then you can go, I understand that there are certain things that are going to be outside of our control. We're not going to be able to influence them. But knowing that you're doing the best with the resources that you have, I think does give you a little more peace of mind and go, you know, I think that a lot of people, and especially our My Talkers that are listening, there's ones of us that are going, okay, I wish I could get rich. You know, okay, that's fine. But I think most of us are really more in the boat of, I just want to know that my family and I are going to be okay.
Yeah.
And what can we do to try to make sure that that's what happens?
Yeah. And I just a few quick general stories about some of the people we've talked to just even in the last week. I had this great conversation with a newlywed couple, and just, I love being able to help people get off on the right foot.
Right.
And they can just start saving, even in small ways. and make sure that right off the bat, they are focused in, they know exactly what to work on, where to put their money,
right,
how to organize their finances. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
On the other end of the spectrum, I had a few conversations, one with a lady who said, I thought I was a lost cause.
Oh,
right. She said, I'm so glad she talked to you too late.
Yes.
And she said, now I'm so excited. Now right. I'm so excited because now I feel like I have a plan and now I feel more confident in what retirement will look like. So
right.
That's, and then there was still another lady who has some sizable assets that will be able to just, how do you organize them?
Absolutely.
So that you have confidence that they'll be there and they'll provide the long-term retirement and comfort and security, right? Mm-hmm. So it's there. We enjoy what we do on so many levels. All of it does come down to education,
right,
and helping people. But at the end of the day, we all want to have that human feeling of security, confidence in our financial situation, like my mom talked about last week.
Yes.
You know, Maslow's hierarchy of needs, right?
Mm-hmm.
Fundamentally, safety is one of those needs, but safety in our finances is a form of safety, right?
Right. So, just going, I'm not going to be stuck. I'm not going to be, you know, I just, you know, we've been talking a lot about a variety of things because I also work with a lot of community organizations. So talking a lot about finding stability
mm-hmm.
and, you know, and that's what you feel, you know, having safe is because you have some stability
yep.
and being able to say, I have still stable housing. I know I'm going to be able to feed my family. And so maybe I'm not going to be able to do all these grandiose things. And we do go for that as well. But to have that basic stability mm-hmm. of we're good, you know, yep. I'm going to be able to get to work. My kids are going to be able to get to school. I have the things that they need to make them as safe as possible. And that's, unfortunately, a luxury for many of us and many mm-hmm. people, you know, in our country. And so to be able to go, nope, we're going to help you get the resources so that you can be one of those people that's secure right mm-hmm. now. I'm glad that we get to do that
yeah.
for people.
Yeah. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
And we have a webinar coming up also
yes.
for women and investments. That is our last webinar of the year this Tuesday. I know it's the election day.
That's okay, though. So hopefully everybody yeah. is able to go and efficiently cast their vote because we do encourage you to
yeah.
exercise that. And we know that it's the midterms and a lot of people are like, this one doesn't matter. It does matter.
Yeah.
And what you think matters and you do, you matter. And so
mm-hmm.
go out there and make your decisions and do your research
yeah.
and see who's doing things in your community. Even like down to the school board, everything matters. Go out there
mm-hmm.
and see, and you being involved, that goes back to what we said before about safety and security. You being
yeah.
invested and knowing what's going on in community, that's a great thing.
Right.
So get it done in the morning. You
right.
know,
I know. Vote
yep.
early.
Yep. Get it done.
And
you
then
know.
Grab your beverage of choice in the evening and join us on the webinar.
Exactly. And you'll go. This is all
yeah.
in the same vein of
right.
exercising some things that you should have as a priority and
mm-hmm.
knowing what's going on. So it's going to be great to register for it. It's free. They just
yeah.
go to your website, clearstepfinancial.com, and look in the events tab.
Look
go ahead
events.
And register, and you'll get this nice little Zoom link sent to you.
Yeah.
I know that you also sent out a reminder to a lot of us that work with you already to go, hey, we've got this thing coming up, and
yeah.
know you're busy. So
right.
that's going to be great. So it's just wonderful information that you can, even if, you know, if you were going to be binge watching something on your favorite streaming channel of choice, binge this, like watch
binge,
this,
yeah.
watch that later. That will be there. You can put it on pause for a second. Do this. Then go back to the things
yeah.
that you have to pay for.
It probably will be about an hour, maybe
right.
a little less.
And, right.
And if you want to set up a consultation with us, we are happy to do that. This is, and maybe you're in that mode where you're feeling like this is a good time to do it. A lot of people are because this, and this just every year, I've been an advisor for about 20 years. Every single year, the fall months are our busiest.
Right.
For whatever reason, people are just, it's a good time. Maybe it's because they want to do it before the end of the year, whatever that
and
reason
for me,
is.
It was, I was kind of on run mode.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of things that happen for me in the spring and
mm-hmm.
then in the fall. And then a lot of things kind of slow down.
Yep.
I think people are, they're preparing for hibernation. And
mm-hmm.
so it's, I think that's part of the reason why I have time to think about this. And I also look at certain things where I go, I would like to start certain thing
yep.
at the beginning of the year.
Yeah.
And so I know that I need a couple of weeks to get myself prepared
kinda
to do that.
Up
yeah.
And
so
mentally,
I'm like, okay,
yeah.
right. I'm like, oh, well, next year I'm going to use my LLC account to do this. But so I just kind of
yeah.
go, the clean break is January 1st,
yeah.
start X.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at those things right
yeah.
now. And maybe some people are like that. They're going, what can I start? And they're going, I'm not going to do resolutions, but maybe I have goals that I just, you know, it'll be easier if I started in 2023. So you're doing your list.
Yeah. So if you're one of those people that wants to sit down now and get some guidance or some help, we do complimentary consultations and you can go to our website for that.
Right.
Our, you know, clearstepfinancial.com/mytalk. We got a special page, but you can also call. We're always happy to talk directly to people or call you back if we're not available. And that number is 651-600-0855.
Right. And we're reminding everybody as well that securities and advisory service offered through Harbor Investment Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. So we're going to continue the conversation from last week where we were talking about some understandably scary things that might be going out in the general financial universe and how we can kind of demystify those and take the sting out of some of these scary things and just get the information out into the room, talk it through, workshop some ideas so that they're less scary and maybe just more, all right, that's the thing.
And maybe even a few good news trends, too.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You can also be part of the show. The number is 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with our friends from Clear Step Financial here on the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with Cassandra Brazier from Clear Step Financial. Just, again, going through some things that you may have been thinking, and we want to make sure that, you know, as far as your financial education goes, things may seem scarier than they need to.
Right.
Yeah.
So and that's why, we want to talk about some of those things, because there's a lot of headlines, and we wanted to talk through a little bit, a few studies that came out here in the last, well, you know, this year, basically.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And, well, one of them, so we got into this one a little bit more last week, but the overall is that there were 1,000 adult workers and 600 HR execs that this came out in July. And Morgan Stanley had done this study through workplace, you know, financial benefits study.
Yes.
But basically, some of the things, the overall takeaways, was that they found 31% of U.S. workers are planning to reduce their 401k contributions.
Right.
Now, going back to that 71% of them said that they were experiencing negative financial stress. Well, financial stress is negative, I think.
Exactly.
Right? I don't know that they
had
to say it was negative, right?
Yeah.
But financial stress. And that it was impacting their lives, both work and personal. And I think, well, of course it was.
Right.
How, if you're stressed and you're in a constant state of stress because of finances, which financial stress is extremely impactful to
people,
can impact your health. It can impact all sorts of things. So if you're stressed on that level, of course it's going to impact you.
Right.
It's yet to be determined whether employers are going to take that information and increase income, right? Increase salaries and increase what they're going to pay people.
And
we'll
some of the ancillary studies that I read is that I have seen an uptick in additional services provided to these employees where they're going, hey, we're going to bring in people like ClearStep.
We're going to bring in or a clown to juggle for
exactly.
you on Friday
so this person's going to come in and make you feel better about it. So they're not necessarily paying people higher in wages, but they are trying to add in other things that make it community building or something else to benefit you,
right?
You know, or go, hey, you know, this is what I noticed, and I am for it. I am not for it that some companies I think are using this instead of taking the onus on themselves that they're causing this stress. They're more like reminding people, hey, you know, you have a mental health benefit, which yes,
right.
We do want to remind people, and they should take advantage of that. If it so behooves them, that makes sense.
Right. If that's what you need, then that's what you need.
But if we know that people are stressed out and they're saying, we're not going to do anything to alleviate the stress, we're just going to remind you that you have a resource.
Yeah.
I think it should be both.
Well, it's hard because, like the companies didn't necessarily directly where did the inflation come from, right? So there's that whole thing. Mm-hmm. And that's not where our topic is today, but you know, a lot of it, I think, comes down to the cost of things have gone up so much.
Absolutely.
So I get it that the companies didn't necessarily create the issue themselves.
Correct.
Right? So, but that's what people are dealing with. And that's the reality.
Exactly.
So anyway, so those were a few things, like I said. But what's interesting and what I think, and I said we'll mention kind of some of the good news, too, is that even though people right now, some people are talking about possibly lowering what they're contributing, the government has decided that they will be increasing what people are allowed to contribute to some of these different work plans. And we have all that information on our most recent blog that we posted.
Right.
I know that'll be Hope's going to post it to the show page.
Exactly.
It's on our website, clearstepfinancial.com.
It's the most recent blog that's there too. Yes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And so that's the good news, is that I know there are still some people that have been able to navigate through this, and for any number of reasons, right? Or maybe their job is doing well during these conditions and so forth, and they're able to save. So if you're in that situation, you'll be able to save a little bit more in certain areas right. next year.
And that's what I'm kind of been very fortunate that as far as my career has gone, I've been able to make that. I'm calling it a sprint right now, where I'm going, okay, right now you're doing okay.
Yeah.
And I'm not sure what's going to happen in the next 6 to 9 months. So I'm trying to make some moves right now while I can, in case things do get cattywampus like they did in 2020.
Right? We don't know what the future holds.
Yeah. So I'm like, what can I do right now so that that feels less cumbersome if that does happen? So I understand we're all trying to figure out how do we put as many pieces in the puzzle together right now. So for some people, it might be put more in your coffers right now. But I understand that that study also goes back to something you said before, where people are concerned about, well, should I put more money into that particular basket? Because I'm not sure that the return is going to be of value to me. So that's part of it too.
It's a good question to ask. And that's one of the things we look at with people. I was just talking to someone about that this last week also about, okay, so I have X amount of dollars.
Right.
Where do I put that? And that is one of the basic questions that we answer for people too, is where should you be saving these dollars?
Right.
And so it goes back to, you've got a short term bucket. Mm-hmm. You've got, that's where you're kind of checking savings and so forth is the long term bucket. That's easy to conceptualize because that's retirement. That's your 401k, your IRAs, absolutely, your Roths, any pensions, right? Any Social Security, but that's not necessarily a savings account type or an account type, you know, piece, but that's an income piece for long term. And then a lot of times a missing piece, though, for people is that middle ground and that midterm type account. That's our term. It's not the actual name of the account.
Right,
so
exactly.
Sometimes people talk about their middle of the road account or midterm, right?
Yes.
That's our term for it because it's in the middle and it just is easy to then identify,
right?
Or classify it.
And that's for those, you know, I count that as, okay, I know that eventually I want to retire and I know what I want to be able to do to take care of my son and I when I retire. Yeah. But then it's the also in the middle, I'm like, in a couple of years, I think I want to upsize our house and I want to get a bigger house. So I'm dumping money in that so that I'll have a down payment and some other stuff. Or, you know, right now my car is paid off. I like my car, so I'm not putting this into the universe that anything bad happens to my car. But stuff happens. Like, I would like to keep my car.
Yeah.
She and I get along very well. She serves me
What's
well.
What's her name? Huh?
Her name is Angel.
Aww.
Yeah, so Angel... Hey, Angel, I love you. You're great. You don't gotta, don't take this as a, I'm not planning for your demise. But that happens. And then we're like, well, what am I going to do if something happened to my car? So I'm trying to have some money in there as well. Because it's so frustrating when you're like, I thought I did everything right and I was paying this and putting money into my retirement accounts, and then life happens and then you got to take money out of it.
Right. And that's why you want to have those three buckets.
Right.
Because the long term, you don't ever want to have to dip into the long term before retirement happens for you. So it's good to have that cushion, that, you know, call it an emergency fund or call it whatever you want, a contingency fund or a safety fund.
Mm-hmm.
It's good to have that cushion of 3 to 6 months or so of your expenses, not necessarily your income. Because there's that differentiation, right?
Okay.
And so sometimes people might, let's just say that they earn or they take home $6,000 a month,
right?
In their household, but maybe their expenses are only $4,000 or $4,500. So you don't necessarily need to have 3 to 6 months of $6,000 if you really, your core expenses are really only $4,500.
Well, I'm glad
so
you said it that way because I hadn't made that difference. I was going by the first number and going, here's what I make, and just, which is probably fine.
Which is fine, right? It gives you a little bit extra cushion.
Exactly.
But it also can be easier to attain that number if you actually look at your core expenses, because if you imagine, and maybe some of you went through this or you are going through this, where you had to cut some things out for a time, maybe if things get tight.
Mm-hmm.
We all are able to cut certain things out, right? Maybe you've already done that, but a lot of people, we could cut certain things out, and that's the number you really should at least have, that 3 to 6 months.
Right. So we're going to go into our first break. We appreciate everybody reminding you can be part of the show just by calling us at 651-641-1071. That's 651-641-1071. We do want to remind you that the final webinar of the season is coming up. Yes. So get in on that Women in Investing seminar by going to clearstepfinancial.com. Just click that My Talk tab. And when we get back, what do we want to cover next?
Well, we want to go through a few more studies on some trends that they found, and then we'll remind you about some of the good news that's out there, too, for next year.
Absolutely. We'll be right back. You're listening to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here with ClearStep Financial on MyTalk 107.1. Back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 107.1. Also available as a podcast. You can get this episode and previous episodes just by going to our website. Go to mytalk1071.com. Just use that keyword health and wealth. So, Cassandra, we've been going through some of the more nerve-wracking things that are out there and talking about what might be going on in our financial landscape where people are fearful for their future. So we're going to help them with that. And so we started this last week and we just recapped that study where people are, for a variety of reasons, potentially not saving as much money as they used to.
Right. Mm-hmm. So we talked a little bit about that, and then shifting to a new study here now that came out earlier this year in February. It was a planning in progress study by the Harris Poll on behalf of Northwestern Mutual. And what they found is that people, and they surveyed about 2,300 people that were 18 and older, and they found that people are now realizing that they need more than people used to think they needed to retire. So it used to be people had this idea where they needed maybe $1 million.
Right.
And that actually, that number could be way off for people anyway, but this is a lot of times a common number that we would, that people would envision that they needed for retirement. Now those same people are thinking they need 1.25 million.
Right.
So 250,000 more, and that does not just come out of thin air, as we all know.
You just don't genie blink $250,000.
Right. So it is interesting. People are seeing that they're going to need more now. And so more than ever, people need help planning for that and figuring out how is this all going to come about? How is it going to happen? How am I going to be able to retire? When will I be able to retire? People have all these real legitimate questions and don't necessarily know what the answers are.
Right. And I just, when we started the show, you talked about someone that you had spoken to who said, I thought I was a lost cause. Mm-hmm. And that's the other reason why we encourage these conversations, because there are a lot of people who go, I never can, or I, because they haven't before.
Right.
They figure there's no path to them being able to get there. It's like, I have this job, I have that, I have this family. Instead of going, no, let's talk about some of these things and what you may be able to do. Because fine, maybe you've picked a number that you can't get to, but you can get closer to it if you start working on it with somebody.
Mm-hmm. Right. And as we've seen, too, there sometimes there are people that they may have enough time to make at least a big dent.
Absolutely.
And be creative on some level about how they can get to retirement. Or, I mean, I was talking to a lady, too, this last week who's already retired and well into her retirement. And there are still a few tweaks we're going to be able to do to give her just that much more confidence in moving forward in retirement
retirement. Get you another decade out of there. Yeah.
Oh, man. So that's where a lot of people are at. There's so much uncertainty and questions. Sometimes people come to us and say, I don't even know what questions to ask.
Right.
And that's valid, too. We don't expect you to know all the questions.
Absolutely. And then some of the questions, they were right for you 10 years ago, and now they changed.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a new barrage of questions that you got to think, and things to explain.
Or
so,
life might have taken a 90-degree turn on you.
Absolutely.
How many of us had something happen that came out of nowhere that it was unexpected?
Right.
So we see all those kinds of things in people's lives, and we're there to help people figure out, okay, this is where you're at. What's the next step?
Right.
How do you move forward from here?
Right. And so, again, as we were continuing to talk about why people are deciding what they need to do next, we go, okay, we need more, you know, we need to have a bigger savings bucket than we thought we did. When I was looking through a lot of these studies and these percentages, we're talking about why people are extending how long they're working and changing your methodology about what retirement looks like, what that end date for you looks like. And there's some positive reasons why, like we are, as we've mentioned before on the show, living longer Mm-hmm. You know, and you know, and it might be the style of professions that a lot of us have allow you to stay in the workforce longer. Mm-hmm. But it's also a matter of what's your quality of life while you're working. And right. that was a lot of what people were looking into. Like, what do they care yeah. once we get into those later years of our career?
Right. And we've talked about this over the last few years, is that this is a trend that's already been happening where mm-hmm. people might get to their around their 60s. And they know that it's not time to retire yet, or maybe they're not ready to. So many people enjoy doing something and being Absolutely. Active, right? But they may not still want to be in whatever their career had been for the long term.
Absolutely.
Sometimes that is just a stressful place for whatever reason. So,
but you still want to build community right. or have
you
some connection.
You still want to be doing something. Maybe you still want to earn an income. Maybe you still want to be saving.
Right.
So what we've seen is people get to their 60s sometimes, and then they might shift to a totally different industry job. Sometimes it's, we call it a hobby job, whatever
hobby
it looks
job.
Like.
I met yeah. a really interesting human being, this gentleman that I met at one of the events I was at. And he was a pretty high stress attorney in what he was working on. And then he got to the point where he's like, you know, I have grandkids now. I want to be able to hang out with them. And he's a school bus driver.
There you
and
go.
Never thought he was yeah. out for a walk with a friend, he said, and he passed one of the signs that said, hey, you can be a school bus yeah. driver. And so he figured out how to do it, and now he really enjoys
Get your
it.
Summers off.
Exactly. And he gets, you know, he gets a kind of a flexible schedule.
Off.
Exactly. And
You're
he gets to hang out with his grandkids
exactly.
and his
You're
family.
Finished by mid-afternoon.
And right.
Mm-hmm. You have the middle of the day free, maybe.
I exactly. Mean,
he did. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And there's a lot of benefits to if that's where you're at, right? Where, like you said, maybe you're experiencing stress in your job, or maybe there's also more than ever work from home type
yes.
opportunities, or work from wherever, basically.
Yes.
And I was just talking to someone last night that was saying that she's going to be over in Malaysia working for a month because
okay.
she has family there. And so she's going to be able to work from Malaysia for mm-hmm. a month. I mean, what the heck?
Exactly.
You can do things like that
right.
today. And we have more flexibility and freedom than we probably ever have to be able to do that.
And I'm really glad for people who are able to exercise that. I think, you know, when I was younger, I remember talking to people who were near retirement, and they had these I'm going to do when mm-hmm. I retire things. Like,
yep.
I want to travel with my partner. I want to do this. I want to see these things. And now people seem to be blending that more into what they're doing now.
Yeah.
So if you're a person that wants to travel, they're figuring out how to travel
yes.
now instead of putting it off to this
right.
questionable, what will I be able to do
right.
when I'm older? They're like, I'm going to go do that now.
Right.
And I think that that gives me joy when I hear somebody that's doing that and something that fuels them that
yeah.
way. And figuring out a way to work it into their life today,
right?
Instead of putting it off.
Mm-hmm. I have some clients that's what they do. They pick, they take a month each year. They both work virtually. They don't mm-hmm. have kids, so they're able to have flexibility. And they pick a different city and they go spend a month there, because when they retire, they want to figure out which city, you know, where do they want to look at and maybe
Absolutely.
Get a place. And
mm-hmm.
so there's so much. You could be very creative nowadays. But some of these studies, like I said, we are seeing an extension to the work lives, right?
Right.
Before people actually will say cut it off completely and just start depending on their own savings to live on.
Just drawing.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
So for some people, though, you might be closer than you think. It might only take maybe an extra year or two of working, or maybe a couple where you're either contributing during those years, or maybe you're not contributing to your retirement. But even sometimes giving your retirement a few more years to grow
right.
can be that much more beneficial and might get you across that finish line. So there's all different ways that we try and be creative too when we're looking at what are some ways and ideas to get people maybe to that goal that they're trying to get to.
Well, what are we telling people? Like we started the show also talking about how necessarily wages weren't necessarily increasing with inflation, those type of things. So if you're in that, we'll call it the in-between, where you know you have quite some time before you need to get to retirement.
Mm-hmm.
But what do we do as those first steps if people are like, am I ever going to get to this dollar amount? You know, how do we even start?
Well, I think no matter what the goal or question is, it's first looking at, okay, where are you at?
Right.
I think that's the first step, no matter what we're talking about, whether it's a weight loss goal or a mm-hmm. savings goal or right a house project, right?
Right.
You got to kind of assess where you're at and then start looking at some of the steps that it would take to get there. And I think that's the biggest thing. And I, again, have these conversations with people, but was talking with someone here, I don't know, maybe it wasn't last week, but it was recently, about what some of their goals are, and then saying, listen, you can make some decisions now within your budget, now that you know this is the goal.
Right.
Now you can make some decisions and say, do we really need X, Y, Z?
Right.
Do we really, right? So the first thing is just, where are we at? And I think if people all knew where they were at and what it would take to get to where they're trying to go, whatever mm-hmm. that looks like, then they can start being creative.
Right.
Then it's motivating to make some decisions that may have seemed like they were going to create some lack,
okay.
right?
Fair enough, yes.
Or be like a... negative
lack
impact.
Is a great word, you know, where you're going, okay, I feel like it's too restrictive. I'm not going to be able to enjoy my life. And you put this negativity bias on these choices when you don't fully figure out how that's going to manifest what you want in the future.
Right.
Yeah.
And I remember, if I can share a story, I remember you sharing, you were going through a time of just hunkering down and you said, I'm not getting my nails done.
I'm not getting my nails done.
I remember
done or my
you
hair
talking
done.
About
I
that.
I didn't get my nails done
and
or my
did,
hair done.
Nope. But you do now?
Yes.
Because you got through that time, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
So I think we can all.
Well, I take it back. I got my hair done again, but I got good at doing my nails.
Okay.
And so I just.
Well,
so they,
I thought they were done.
I know.
I'm looking at them. They look beautiful.
But I do them now. And so I learned how to do that. But it was, I needed.
That's
to,
great.
And so knowing that I could do that and not feel, you know, exhausted or feel like I was depriving myself or anything, I just changed. And so now it has made it easier when I'm doing other things and going, nope, here's what I'm going to make this change now. And finding other things that give you joy, like being able to, like for me, like being able to put some money away and know that I'll have that for my kiddo and I later. But I also am like, well, yeah, I'm not going to buy this silly thing. Like I told you, I stopped buying paper towels because I think that they're a waste. They're a waste of money and they're a waste for the environment. So
there
I stopped
go.
Buying paper towels.
Yeah.
So I just got a bunch of European dish towels. They're easy to find now.
Yeah.
Whatever. And I just do laundry anyway.
Yeah.
Wash them. And I was
there
like, my grandma didn't have paper towels.
Yeah.
I don't need paper towels.
Yeah.
But I think it's silly, but it, and it's minor, but it was someplace that I'm going, what am I spending money on that doesn't fuel me?
Yeah.
And there's little things like that all the time that, if you add up enough of them, hey, that might be that extra $100 you need so that you can have the proper food that you want.
Right.
So that you can go, now I don't feel so, you know,
stressed
caught up,
or,
you know, so stressed when I have to put gas in the car because I found another $100 on something that wasn't important to me.
Right. No, I think, so to get back to your question, I think as soon as people know where they're at now and what it would take to get to where they need to go.
Right.
That is the first step.
Right.
Then people can sit down and it's not our job to tell people what to do.
Mm-hmm.
We give them, we lay out plans, we give them ideas, certain recommendations overall. And then it's up to people to make those decisions. And,
right.
And we're happy to be there with people no matter what their decisions are, just to work with them and help guide them and be a resource to them along the way.
Well, we're going to come back for our final segment of the day. And I know we have a lot to cover, but what do we want to hit first when we get back?
Well, we'll remind people about the webinar that's coming up because this will be the last one. So you can go to our website, clearstepfinancial.com, under our events and register for the Women in Investing one. We'll circle back on that and how you can set up a complimentary consultation. We'll remind people about that as well.
Right. And so you can be part of the show. You still have time to call 651-641-1071. We'll be right back with the Financial Health and Wealth Show. Welcome back to the Financial Health and Wealth Show here on My Talk 1071. I'm Ms. Shannon here with my good friend Cassandra Brazier from ClearStep Financial. Before we wrap up, remind everybody about that webinar that's coming up, our final one for the year. But you brought up a good point. So something we've been talking about is, you know, just all of those anxiety creating headlines out there about your finances. And so using that information to actually fuel you into what might be a good decision for you as you move forward. We also encourage everybody to be part of the show. We're going to go to the phones before we wrap up today. So Mary, thank you for holding. We're going to come to you in just a minute. But before we get to that, there was an article that you were saying that you wanted to share. So to help us talk about this one. So go ahead and give the headline first.
Yeah. So the headline is I may buy because the rent is just too damn high.
Right. So when we're going to get ready to talk about what might be going on in our housing market. So to help us out with that, our additional friend and realtor extraordinaire, Mimi Shoneman from the Red Hot Real Estate Group. We're like, why don't you come in and help us talk about this? Since this is your area
this
of expertise.
This is her expertise.
Right.
I know. Why would I talk about this? Mimi could be right here.
Oh, you guys are so funny.
Yes.
No, but this rent increase business is no laughing matter.
Right. Right.
You have absolutely no control over how much the landlord, unless you live in Minneapolis or St. Paul.
Right.
But you really have very little control over all of that. And you're paying their mortgage for them. Mm-hmm. Okay. So right now, what we're seeing are prices are coming down. They're coming down.
When you say rent or buying?
Buying prices.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yep. Like last year, for instance, if you were in a $300,000 house that went into multiples, that house could easily have sold for $350,000 to $400,000.
Right. Wow.
Right? Over asking price. Mm-hmm. Even though they had better interest rates. Now, this year, that same $300,000 house might be selling for $275,000 or $260,000.
Right.
Mm. And then what you want to do is you want to date the rate. You want to wait until everything turns around, and then you opt in when you can refinance at a cheaper rate.
Right. Mm. And so if we're looking at ways to make that ability to build your wealth, you know, where we go, okay, we put a demarcation here so that we can then go, I can now save more, I can do some other things. A lot of times buying a house versus continuing to rent, if you're able to do so, gives you that stability so that you can do something else, because you're not worried about, well, I thought that this was a fixed number with my rent, and then it increased, and then it increased, and then it increased. Mm-hmm. So you're not able to tackle some of the other goals that you might have. Is that usually what we're saying, Mimi?
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I know, Cassandra, you know, this is something that you probably talk with a lot of your clients that are renting right now. Mm-hmm. The stability alone of having a fixed rate. And, you know, historically, 7 to 9 is more of a marginal rate. We're just not used to seeing it for so long.
We've been a little spoiled.
Absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
And so, again, you know, you get into a housing situation. You've got a single family house, or you've got a townhouse or a condo that is yours. Mm-hmm. And it's the beginning of building wealth, generational wealth. That's a great starting point, because there's so many things that you can do to save money if you own your own home.
Right.
Let's talk about, you know, the ability to rent out a room.
Sure.
Or possibly Airbnb your basement. You can even grow your own vegetables to save money, mm-hmm. or have chickens, which is one of my favorite subjects.
I love that. I think we should talk about that too sometime.
Right. We'll have to do that. So Mimi and Cassandra, we're now going to go to the phones. Thank you very much, Mary, for your patience. And this might tie into what we're talking about anyway, because Mary, it sounds like you have a question regarding savings. So what is your question today, Mary?
Mm-hmm. So my question, I take everything that I'm not spending for utilities, et cetera, and I dump it all into just a standard savings account.
Okay.
So I'm not doing investments. I mean, I've got a 401k and what have you, but everything else that's over and above that I'm not spending, I just dump it into a savings account. Is that a correct concept or methodology, whatever you want to call it?
That's a good question, Mary. What I would say is, first of all, it sounds like you're a good saver. Mm-hmm. So that's excellent.
Well, I'm a good saver because I was half unemployed for 2 years and then completely unemployed for 2 years.
Okay. Right.
So I lived on $12,000.
Wow. Good for you.
Yeah. So you've learned how to tighten that belt up, and now
you
just...
Yeah, you took that experience, mm-hmm. and now you are using it to your benefit.
Correct. So I canceled my cable.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I went, you know, I looked at different wireless, you know, companies.
Yeah.
Got the cheapest one that
there
I could.
There you go.
Right.
Well, you made some
big changes,
Mary.
I don't shop at the Byerly's and the fancy places. I shop at Aldi's, for example, for food.
Yeah.
I don't eat out. Okay. I mean, I have cut everything.
Okay. See, so, and good for you.
Right.
I mean, that you figured out a way to get through a difficult time, right? And now you are saving more, which is great. My answer to your question would be, I don't know, is the initial answer, if that's the best place or not.
Right.
But here's what I would say. We look at a few different buckets of money. One is that short-term bucket for savings. You want to have at least 3 to 6 months or so of what your expenses are. You've done a great job scaling down your expenses drastically, which is phenomenal, which gives you that ability to save more. Now, I would then say, let's look at what do you have for long term in retirement and how are you on track for that? And I don't know that answer, right? So I don't know what to tell you as far as that goes. And then there's that midterm bucket. And I don't know how close you are to retirement either, but that would determine
maybe. Well, I'm 54.
Okay. Okay.
As of Tuesday.
Oh, well, could be a belated birthday, or maybe early birthday.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. So basically, there's a few questions I would need answered, but I'd be happy to look at your situation and give you a quick, you know, give you a few pointers on that, Mary. If you want to give Hope your information, we can follow up with you.
Yeah. And so I think that's also, thank you very much, Mary.
Thanks for calling.
And that's what we also want to remind people. Part of the reason why I go, just go ahead and set up that complimentary consultation. Or when I tell people, just before you, as you're coming up with a plan, call Mimi, call Cassandra, call these experts, because then you can help them lay in the bricks on the path to whatever their end goal is.
I'm telling you what, you should meet with Cassandra all the time as fast as possible and get your consultation scheduled right away. Because, you know, there may be lots of different ways that she can make you more money than what you're already making on your own.
Right. And I love that there's
on every week?
Absolutely. She's here. But I think it's great. And so we are going to remind everybody. So Mimi, you're going to be back in here. We're going to do the Red Hot Real Estate Show in just a couple of minutes.
In.
Remind everybody they can go to your website, Cassandra. That's clearstepfinancial.com.
We got our Women in Investing webinar Tuesday.
Yes.
So sign up for that.
Register for that. And you can always find this episode and previous episodes at mytalk1071.com. Keyword, health and wealth.